You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06. Happy National Fried Chicken Day. It makes me almost want to celebrate with some fried chicken today.
Well, maybe they'll service fried chicken tonight.
Oh, good point, Roger. I didn't miss also it's National Air Traffic Controllers Day. Well, that's a tough job, man. You better be paying attention. No dozing off at the job. Lives are on the line. And National Hand Roll Day. You know what that is?
Cigars?
Nope. It's for Chinese food.
Hand roll? Egg roll?
Yeah. Egg roll. Egg roll.
So it's hand roll?
That's what they call it.
Hand roll.
That's what they call it. Christian, tonight, 7 o'clock, correct?
Yes, sir.
United States versus Belgium, and we have our man Balogun. Is it Balogun?
Balogun.
See, I've heard it pronounced Balogun. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's Balogun.
I will defer to you, but I'm just telling you, I talked
Who
to...
Who did you hear Balogun?
AI?
Yeah, I was wrong.
Whoa!
AI can be. Listen, and all
AI talks to everybody. You know what? AI talks to everybody.
But you know what? But AI does what it does, and then when I go back and look for answers and have to triple and quadruple check from trivia, I'll ask it and say that's not who. Go, okay, you got me. I'm sorry.
What about the first name? How do you pronounce the first name?
Follerin.
Follerin, Raj. Follerin.
Follerin.
Still doesn't beat the three that we're going against tonight, please.
Thibaut Courtois. Kevin De Bruyne and Romelu Lukaku.
I'm telling you. Please mark the tape on that. Please let us have that where you don't. I don't have to make you do that every time.
And get a hold of Danny West and see how many stars they have.
They're part of the golden generation of Belgium.
Hey, I want to say thank you to Easton May and the staff and crew et al. From Conway Parks and Rec, man, to have me come out Friday night. Paul Holst, Madison Holst, excuse me, Chandra Holst, these are all listeners of the show. Andrew Thanes listens to the show. Appreciate him very much. And Bruce the Beaver was also there. It was lights over the lake at Lake Beaver Fork. And it was pretty nice, pretty cool, pretty sweet little lake. And had a great time there, Samantha and I did. And thank you for your hospitality. And let's go on to Chicago and let's win there.
Christian, we mentioned about Joey Chestnut, but I didn't mention the other baseball achievement over the weekend. Did you see it?
I don't know if I did.
So, how do you pronounce his first name? Chapman. The
Aroldis,
yeah. So, he's 38 years old.
Oh, I did see this, yeah.
Yeah, 1,364 Ks, Roger. That sets the Major League Baseball record as a reliever.
Wow.
So, you know, relievers are so different than what we had, Roger, you know, back in the 80s or 70s. You came in for... You know, you wouldn't do it. There wouldn't be three relievers or four relievers. I mean, you had one reliever that would come in. And so
extended reliever.
Yeah, I don't know how you compare him to the other great relievers.
Well, you would think the relievers of past would have pitched more innings.
Yeah, well, you would think. Yeah, you would. That's what I'm saying.
He's played a long time.
He has. So. He's 38, so he's played for 18 years, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17-year career. So listen to this.
He throws 100.
Yeah, that's another thing. He's one of the hardest throwers. The strikeout was 1,364, 17-year career, broke the record long held by Hoyt Wilhelm. Wow. Whose 21-year career ended back in 1972, just 5 days shy of his 50th birthday.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Wow, I didn't know that he had pitched that long. So, you know, again, and he's been on multiple teams. He's won World Series with the Cubs. Who else? The Cubs and the, let's see, there's one other one.
Who did he win with?
Who did he win with?
It's I know I saw it.
Who did he win with?
Let's see, he was with the Yankees.
Yeah.
He's pitched for seven teams since he defected from Cuba in 2007. Gosh. 661-1037. Anyway.
Is it the National? No.
I could have sworn I saw that in the article. Oh, here it is. Everything from his debut with Cincinnati in 2010 to his two World Series championships with the Cubs and the Rangers.
Rangers, yeah, I forget.
There you go, there you go. Giving a champion salute, Roger,
yeah,
to the boys of Jordan Johnson who go down to Florida and catch giant sharks from the beach. Jeez. And 40-pound red drum. I'm telling
you. Are you doing that on purpose?
Yes, they were going.
No, catching sharks from shore.
It's become a thing now that you can pay to have a service do it. But I'm telling you, this is the other thing Jordan told me. He said they make you certain types of sharks. When you release them, you got to walk them back out to the sandbar, which is, 50 yards out there.
Which puts you in their territory.
That's what I'm saying.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
It's only fair. You know what? All right.
Yeah. So, big champion salute. Salute to the Johnson boys, Keaton and Patterson. Good job, boy. They went to see their sister compete, and I think she won something. Roger, we'll get the scoop on that. But they go, we're going to have a terrible time down here. Dad made sure they had something. I'm going to tell you, that will be something they will never forget. So, good job there, Pops.
Yeah, way to go.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. And as I mentioned earlier, nice article in High Profile on Barry Brandt. I
hadn't seen it yet.
Nice career.
A
lot of nice comments.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, not a lot of nice comments about him.
Nobody says anything negative. Well, a few people do, but they don't.
All right, this is a little trivia for King of All Trivia and Christian.
Throw it out.
On this day, baseball's best gathered together at Comiskey Park in Chicago for the first All-Star game.
Yeah.
Won by the American League 4-2. What year?
First All-Star game?
Yes. 47,000 on hand.
This would have been 1908.
Roger.
Wow. No, I'm going to say 1940.
19, and the prize goes to Roger Scott, 1933.
Dang.
So how about this? So American League won 4-2 by a score. Babe Ruth connected for the first home run in All-Star history.
Hey.
And Comiskey Park had 47,000 people there. That's, sometimes we think, we got all the great crowds. And listen, they were having, if you look at the Rose Bowl back 100 years ago, they had big people, big crowds there.
Comiskey Park. Now, what's the name of their park now?
They still play there. No, it's like the...
I forget what it's called.
Can't remember.
Roger, ironically, today, 13-year-old Anne Frank went into hiding in the annex over her dad's office that Jessica and I saw in Amsterdam.
You saw that annex?
Yeah.
You saw that office?
Upstairs and saw
it's amazing that all that's still there.
The stairs, Roger, are so steep, and they're little and they're small, and they were so close to escaping because the war basically... I think they had just gotten,
liberated.
They were just getting that point. I think they were just a couple months away, and they get them, and she dies in 2 months or three months. I take that back. It wasn't 3 months. She died, I think a year or so later, but they were towards the end of it. Anyway, tough thing. That was on this day, 1942. What year did Michael Jackson, if you saw the movie, Christian?
I've not seen it.
And Roger, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, the movie, and his brother started their victory tour. If you saw the movie, it's because Daddy said, you got to go with him, Michael. We need the money.
I'm going to say 88.
What do you say, Christian? You have any idea? 55 concerts to an audience of approximately 2.5 million. And Roger, I remember this. I remember this tour. I remember 1984. I remember it was a big deal.
Absolutely.
It was a big deal. He had just come out with... Thriller, right?
I don't know. Was it Thriller
or Bad?
Off
the Wall was earlier, but I think he had Thriller. I think
Thriller was like 83. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was just before that. He was massive. All of a sudden he goes like, I'm trying to be solo, Dad. Do this in the movie. You remember they did that?
Oh, no. Listen.
So, Roger.
I remember it was, because he wouldn't do it. And then when they did all the Jackson 5 songs from the earlier years, it was just... it was pretty cool to see. Anytime you see them get back together, Simon and Garfunkel, not that the Beatles ever did, but any of those were Captain and Tennille.
All right, this is for, I'm going to see if Christian can answer this by song.
All right.
And Roger, if he can't, you can step in.
All right, sure.
We lost this king of the Cowboys on this day in 1998 at the age of 86.
Oh, wow.
The one, the only Roy Rogers, who was born as Leonard Franklin Sly.
What?
In Cincinnati, where his father worked in a shoe factory. The singing cowboy starred in 87 movies and 101 episodes of his TV show. Can you give me a Roy Rogers song, Roger? Or a Christian, rather.
Not off the top of my head, no. Right.
Happy trails.
This is the classic. Tommy played this for many years, right, Rog?
That's
right. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Oh, yeah.
Keep smiling until
King then. Of the Cowboys, age 86.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
And Roger, what would Tommy play right after that? Was that every day? Or is that just on Fridays?
Fridays.
Yeah, that was such a good, that was a great transition.
It was. This is their very first song released, and I don't know if I've ever heard it or could say that it was. Know who it is?
Not yet. It sounds a little familiar.
That sounds like very cool.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm recognizing. It's coming to me now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Said it was their very first release.
Some good jam. Yeah, this is definitely 70s. I was told a million times. Oh, it's a Queen. Oh, my God. I knew it took too long. I'm ashamed of myself.
You didn't work out today?
That came out today?
Yeah.
The song? What year was that? 73. Whoa!
Oh my God, which makes it 53 years ago. Wow. Your number was 53. You see the circle?
So good. I'm not a huge fan of this song, but just so huge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me and man. Last one, Roger was going to say this day we lost 95 year old actor. I'm going to see if Christian can give me the two shows. One should be easy. That this acting great starred in Buddy Epson.
Couldn't find it. Beverly Hillbillies.
That's one. Get the other one. The letters are BJ.
BJ. I'll give you a hint. Think big purple dinosaur.
Barney.
Close.
You have to do the stretch to the word and password.
Stretch it.
Barnaby Jones.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
If I may give you,
Roger, he was.
And what was his before all of that? Behind the scenes, what was he supposed to be?
Oh, he was supposed to be James Arness, right?
No,
Gusmo.
No, he was supposed to be the Tin Man.
Oh, that's the Tin Man.
That's right. But he had an allergic reaction.
Quickly, give me a song with the word Tin Man in it.
Tin Man, Christian. Give me the Tin Man.
Na 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 na, and the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Ma-ma-ma-na-na-na-na. You know what it is, Roger?
Na-na-na-na-na.
Yes, you did. Come on. You don't know what it is?
He's a Tin Man.
661-1037. What is the song?
Tin Man.
I think it's by America.
Tin Man?
By America.
It's called Tin Man.
Yeah. Is it Tin Man?
Yeah.
No. Are you sure?
Yes.
See if it's that in the system. Roger, you know what it is.
Yeah, that song's called Tin Man.
Let's hear it. This is great.
It's on.
You don't like America.
I like America.
Yeah, Chris, Roger doesn't.
Oh. It's nice, smooth rock.
Is this about the Tin Man?
About the Wizard of Oz.
No way.
Yes, it is. Listen. You'll hear it.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. You're welcome, everybody.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing.
Wow.
To the Tin
How about
Oz?
What a transition.
That he didn't already have.
He already had the horn.
You don't love this song?
And cause never was the reason for the evening. or the Tropic
of Sir Galahad. I don't even know what that is, Sir Galahad.
Please,
King Arthur.
Please wait for me when I say in
America's in your is in your range, Christian.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the other America song that is it
Horse with No Name?
Horse with No Name.
Ventura Highway.
Oh, I love it.
Sister Golden Hair.
Oh, Sister Golden Hair is really good.
Listen to this.
Oh, it's a cover with Dolly Parton?
It's a different song.
You don't know how lucky you are.
It's a wow.
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert.
You shouldn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart.
Wow.
See? Uh-oh. Is it part? What's going around with part?
Every time you're feeling empty.
Did that say who sings it?
Better
yeah, Miranda
Lambert.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's enough. Thank you,
Miranda. I am stuck on C'est La Vie. I'm stuck on the
Joe
Nichols.
Yeah, I want to hear more of it.
Did we say we have that in the system?
No.
It's not officially released,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you said it wasn't officially
released. It's all over his social media. So we're talking about Joe Nichols, and he's got this call song. And it's the radio stations are already playing it like crazy. Let me see if I have that from yesterday. Let me see. Nah, dadgummit, I thought I had that. If you'll Google Joe Nichols, it is all over the place. But it's a play off the word C'est la vie. It's not what you would normally how you would spell.
No, and I don't know what you call it. It's not a laundry list of things. But
let's see here. Go. Let's see here. This,
what's
this,
another song? I want somebody. To, there's
here
a,
go, Raj.
A lot of songs.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's a clever little ditty right there.
Well, how many other songs are like that?
It's not like Kenny
List. Oh, it's Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, all over the place.
Well, he said it. He goes, people like having, you know, and he
sing along.
He did Tequila makes your clothes. Is it makes her clothes fall off or makes your clothes fall off?
Makes her clothes.
Yeah. He gets it. Fun songs that are, like you said, are easy to sing along.
Well, that is. But there's a thing where you give a phrase and you keep giving the other phrases like it.
Right.
I don't know what's it called.
Well, the other thing that's creative about that, Roger, is that "C'est la vie" is a fun phrase, and but you never would hear it in a country song. "C'est la vie." It's, you know, it's a, what was
it's
the other
French.
One? Yeah, adios, what was the other? Adios, c'est la vie, what was
adios,
the other one?
Adios, see you later. He had them all. Do it again.
Yeah, let me see what it was.
Do it again. We're going to do it again. Listen to all of them.
Goodbye first. It's hard to take it. I guess that's why there's so many ways to say it. C'est la vie. Get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, goodbye.
Bon voyage. Yeah. Adios.
Adios.
The one I love the most. Don't call me.
Stay alive.
I'm telling you, that the first. Hey, listen, in the radio stations, he said we're already playing it. Yeah. He said, and it doesn't even release till the 17th. So,
right.
And it's summertime. It's summertime, which would be. By the way, I didn't tell you guys what I did.
Huh?
I reached out to Greg Sankey. You ever heard of him?
What's he do?
He's the head of the SEC.
Oh, okay.
SEC commissioner. You know, Roger, every time we go down there, we have a tradition now, 14 years, we play Beat the Baz or Name That Tune.
Mm-hmm.
And so music is always a big part of his
He knows presentation. It now, yeah.
Yeah.
If he knows any radio station outside
of
it's
just, yeah, it's us. And anyway, when he usually gives his speech, he includes some music. Mm-hmm. Well, I asked him for his top 10 summer songs.
Mm-hmm.
That
he sent them
his,
to you?
Yeah, he did. His wow. play his playlist, okay. Not just summer songs, but songs that he likes to listen to. So we may do that later in the week and put that out there, and he might reach out to a few other folks.
Do you want to get that list together and do it on our drive down to Atlanta?
Yeah, could be. C'est la vie.
Don't let the good Lord. Yeah. And that's the other part of it. You'd never heard that phrase before.
Christian, have we talked about this?
Yeah,
Roddy?
We talked about it last week. Yeah. I'd never heard it either.
Okay, good, good. I'm good at it. See?
You weren't alone.
Because Roger looked at me and goes, you've never
You're
heard
kidding.
That?
I thought you was kidding. Because
so, okay, instant poll. Let's just try to see if in the instant poll.
Sure.
Just give us 10 callers real quick.
10 callers.
Have you heard, say the phrase again, Roger.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
So if you've heard that before, 661-1037, call us. If you haven't heard it or you have, let's just do an instant poll of 10 people and say.
And text too.
And just see. It'll take us literally 60 seconds.
First one on here says have not heard.
Okay. Because when you first said it, you were stunned. 661-1037.
Totally stunned.
You looked at me and go, you're kidding, right? And I go, no. Yep.
I just want to take them hotter.
We'll just call and hold on.
661-1037. Yeah. We'll do 10. Are most
so
of them saying no?
So far, no. Every one of them, but the first one
is saying yes.
Yes, 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 yes. First time I heard it was 10. I remember that. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many people. And again, I'm not saying you're wrong.
You know what I said at first? I go, are they talking about?
What do they mean?
The front of, you know, the front of the back. I don't know. I was thinking about a girl. Thinking about a guy.
That's what I'm saying. You're so innocent. Hi, Chuck. Come here a minute.
661-1037 is the number.
You ever heard the phrase, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you?
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
I have been alive for 62 years and have never heard that.
Not really?
Have never heard that. All right, Scott.
Have you heard it?
Yes or no?
I'm 55 years old, and I've been hearing it since I was a kid.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You have to rub it in.
Hey, Cactus.
661-1037. Cactus. Cactus, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've heard that all my life.
Okay.
Thank you, Cactus.
Okay.
The first person on here said no, but
everybody else
since, yes.
Okay. I mean,
what's another phrase? Because it's almost like...
How did I miss that?
Well, Florida.
You know, is it supposed to be edgy? Is it supposed to be?
You know what? Well, it's one of those goodbyes. It's not edgy. It's just, you know, don't let that door hit you. Because some people have actually said the phrase, don't let the door hit you on the ass while you leave it.
Yeah. See? So, hey, yeah. What context do you say it in?
Same thing. You know what? You don't like it, then don't let the door hit you. You know, if somebody says, I don't like the way you treat me around here.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's what I've heard, but I've never heard the split you.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the other thing. I want to find out, did he write that? Did he get writing credits for it, or did somebody else write that for him?
The song?
Yeah.
The total. I would just say the phrase. No.
Yeah. No. I'm just talking the whole song.
I do not knew.
Yeah.
I do not knew.
Here, we'll take one more. We'll call her.
Hello?
Ron, have you heard it before, yes or no?
Of course I have, yes. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the movie Night School with Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart, she says it in the movie.
Night School? I've never
seen
that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, we've heard it forever. Hey, listen, I know that's...
We've done this show for 20, I mean, you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
How does that...
16.
Never has that come up.
No, here's the other deal.
Neither say la vie.
Listen, that phrase has been used on me. I mean, on me. Job, in personal, all of it.
Is there another phrase that you've heard all the time? That
yeah, c'est la vie, baby Bubba. You throw baby Bubba into every one of them. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord spit at you, baby Bubba.
So
throw that in.
So I'm wondering.
Hit the door, Jack.
So let me ask you this.
Hit the road,
okay, so
Jack.
Let me ask this. Because I am, I have somehow been sheltered from that deal.
Pass off to your mom and dad.
Will people hear the song? We've heard that. Boring comment. I thought it was sort of creative. C'est la vie is creative, but the way he spells it. C'est la vie.
Listen, let me tell you something. You just discovered that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's a beautiful
thing.
How
many other people go, boring, we've heard that comment. I think it was creative.
Everybody's
heard it. It's been around forever. Well, maybe it's not as fun and creative as I thought it was.
Well, here's the thing. You sit around crying. I'm sorry. I just went and do another song. You say you can never do that? Well, dig this. Everybody. So you sit around, you go, hey, let's write a song. I want to say Ted the Good. So what's other ways that you can say beat it? Tell your story, walk.
It's the same thing. Can I tell you, I was singing the other day, and hopefully Justin.
Wouldn't want to be you.
Hopefully
hit
Justin.
Hit the bricks.
Hopefully Justin will be back soon to talk about this. Think of how many songs are written every day for country music alone.
Yeah.
How many songs will, I mean, thousands of songs every day are being written. And you would think that somehow that's been done before. Oh, that's a song. Everybody face a fool.
I know, because it dig this.
But you would think, Roger, somewhere in the 100-year history of country music, somebody would have done a song with C'est La Vie. Well, nobody's done a song with C'est La Vie.
I'll tell you this. That's not true.
All right, say it. But that's not country.
The song. There, to me, and I've talked to Shannon Lynn about this a time or two. The song, Tight Fitting Jeans.
Right.
Yeah.
That's about what.
Tight fitting jeans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is about a country guy who sees this rich girl come into his bar. She's got on tight fitting jeans. Yeah. To me, that's another version prior to the Country Club by Travis Tritt. It's the same concept. You got a pretty country. You got a rich girl coming over to see that.
Yeah.
So some of you take a variation of something like that.
Because,
so where else have you seen something?
Have
like
you
that?
Ever heard of a song that somehow takes a play? Well, off of saying those kind of phrases.
Well,
adios. I mean, that's why it's so creative
to
me.
It's creative because think about the song by Shelley West. I'm a hire a wino to decorate. Is that her or is that he that sings that song? That's him that sings that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hire a wino to deck. And then she does one herself similar, doesn't she? Shelley West?
Yeah, they do.
But I'm going to hire a wino to decorate you. So it gives you everything in that you would find at a bar. Everything at a. So when you sit around and you just know you've got gold. When you sit there and you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody does. They looked at it, Roger. They go, wow, this is sort of catchy.
Let me tell you something.
Hadn't heard it before.
You know what I just purchased?
What?
A ukulele.
You did not.
I did purchase a ukulele. I'm telling you, I purchased a ukulele.
Put that on your wall like I do my guitars.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No,
you're
no,
not
no.
playing the ukulele.
You want to bet?
No.
How much do you want to bet?
No, don't give up on the guitar.
I'm giving up on the guitar.
No,
listen, I'll learn the guitar after the ukulele.
No,
the ukulele gets four chords. It's four strings, a couple of chords. You can do it. You know, absolutely. No, I got
dust.
It. No, I have a receipt. I can send it back if I don't want it.
All right.
The ukulele would be great.
Is there a ukulele song out there?
Yes.
Is that the Hawaii song?
Well, there's that Elvis guy. There's that.
Got
well,
one song.
No.
Over the Rainbow. What else are you going to play with the ukulele?
You can play anything.
What song do we know about?
You can play any guitar. Song,
yeah. Yeah, give me one. Give me one that's a great song that everybody loves. It's got the ukulele.
This new Joe Nichols song. Yeah, I'm going to play the Joe Diffie. I'll play Joe Diffie, Joe Nichols, and Joe Mama.
Is there a hit song with a ukulele in it?
Like that I'm Yours Jason Mraz song from like 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's
no, I'm playing it. Listen, that's all right. Go ahead and poo-poo my dreams.
What happened to the guitar,
because
man?
Because the guitar, listen, the frets are smaller. It's sometimes it's just part of it.
What about smaller guitar?
When you look up, there's no such thing. I've tried it. Too many chords for my brain.
I got you.
Too many strings.
All right.
Four stringer, nylon strings. It's a concert. Besides this concert.
All right.
See, I can talk to a musician.
We'll be back
about
in about 3-4 minutes.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in the Summer League, Darius Aycock Jr. made his debut for the Sacramento Kings on Saturday, and it wasn't smooth sailing. He had 25 points, but on 9 of 29 from the field. The Kings did win the game 79-76 versus the Nets. He didn't play in yesterday's Kings game. He will likely play tonight in the final California Classic game versus the Bucks at 9 o'clock. That game will be on ESPNU and Prime Video. So far for the Lakers through two games, Adu Thiro has not had the start that was expected of him. He's 6-19 from the floor. The Lakers will play the Spurs tonight at 6:30 on ESPNU and Prime Video as well. Corliss Williamson is the head coach of the Summer League Spurs. And Jonas Adu is the final player with Razorback ties who played this weekend. He had 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists in 15 minutes for the Jazz in their 103-102 win over the Hawks on Saturday. They play the Grizzlies tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN and Prime Video. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Brandy brings Drive Time Sports back to Searcy this Thursday for the Sonic Air Raid 7-on-7 tournament. Live from Hardy University, presented by Double B's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning and then clouding up this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 92 degrees. Those showers and thunderstorms could produce some gusty wind and dangerous lightning. So head on indoors when they do start. Even a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight with an overnight low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you gotta do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
If I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change. Каждый может измениться.
That was silly, Andy. Rocky IV.
Is it?
Gorbachev with the birthmark on his head.
Thanks, Thing.
I just want to say one thing to my kid who should be home sleeping. Merry Christmas, kid.
You see what you got to do?
Hey, as cornball as this is, that is, I still love it. As cornball as that movie is.
You know what? You know what?
And this is the greatest. This is the greatest, you know what? Right here.
Because it was not political. It was about American
greatness. We hated Russians then. We were worried about the Russians then.
Let me tell you something. We didn't trust them. You know what? After watching everything that I saw over the weekend, thinking about Rocky and all of that, there's no way this country is destroyed from the outside. It can only be done by the inside because we are that good and strong, but it's the inside that worries me.
From the 501, having to make a trip south to Louisiana this morning, have been able to listen to y'all all the way down, and it's been amazing. Just stopped at Spud Nuts in El Dorado, and they're as good as ever. Thanks for making the drive an easy one. Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Well, they got us down there about this time.
Yeah, sometimes you can pick it up. But that, listen, I'm sure he's on the app. Very nice. Steven says Kenny Chesney has a ukulele playing in at the start of
Thank you. This is poo-poo in my. He's just hating on my ukulele deal. When he is in a coma, and the only thing that he hears is somebody squeezing. He squeezes someone's hand as I am playing the ukulele. When I learn it. We'll see.
Ron from Pine Bluff says, you cats meow, need another hour. No, Acree's not going to give up another hour.
No. Unless we start at 5.
Although we could make some money. Let's see.
How much are we talking?
Someone says, song you never can tell. Chuck Berry's a song recorded by several people. It has C'est la vie
never
in it.
Never can tell.
C'est la vie means that's life, right? But the rest of the terms that he's using means goodbye.
I don't know the full definition of it. Someone says it's been done before, that this, like a song like that has been.
What is it? That's what I'm asking. Because I know that you get into that point where you do that. Like I said, like those two songs that I gave you, things like that.
Synonyms, essentially.
Somebody says, you've heard of Kick Rocks, Baz, have you?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Kick Rocks.
Kick Rocks. You want to play Jacks? Go Kick Rocks. Rocks, hit the bricks, tell your story walking, all of those different phrases.
Hit the road. Mike from Arkadelphia, 609er, listening on the app from Richmond, Virginia. Mike. I've heard that all my life. Basil never got a whooping. I did get a whooping. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Don't let the door hit you while where the dog should bit you. Should bitches another one.
No.
No, it's what somebody just said.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's right. No.
Somebody said George Strait. No, that can't be right.
What did it say?
Yeah.
Please read it. It could be a burgundy. What is it?
This is Scott in Pottsville. I say it, talking about the Rebecca. I've heard the phrase. Everybody.
Yeah. The only person that has not heard it was the very first person that was on here. But I'm not saying it's wrong. I think it's cool that you just discovered something.
I'm in the very small minority.
Listen, you started. You led. You were.
I've heard that the door hit you. I've heard that. I've never heard where the split you. That's the key difference.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah.
But did they carry it on, or was that all you heard?
Carry on.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay.
Well, I've heard variations of that. I've just never heard that one.
Somebody says I've heard it a million times.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Mr. FCA. FCA never heard that. Nobody used it. But for you to go, what are they talking about? Are they talking about the other side?
Well,
that's the part. The part that I remember driving home a couple of weeks ago. I'm watching for deer on both sides of the highway, and I hear, "Hey, what side are you usually on when they turn the light on?" I said, "Say it again. What side are you usually on when the lights come on?" I went, "I don't know." And then I look over at him.
I said, "I don't know what I just said."
He said, "I don't know what I just said."
Fighting exhaustion.
I know.
Here's one from our buddy the 870, who his wife got mad at him because he said. She goes, what you doing getting up at 6:09? He goes, is this right at 6:09? No, he goes, what are you doing getting up? He goes, it's 6:09, baby, got to move it. She rolled over and said, whatever, they're down in Destin. He took a picture of her laying in bed. He said, not to wake her up. And now he says, day three, we'll be here all week. He's got his beer out on the beach. See you at 6:09 tomorrow. Thank you. Take this with you every day on your vacation. Drive your wife and kids crazy.
250 years, sir, says you do what you want.
Over the top Kenny Loggins, a song, Meet Me Halfway.
Yeah, we've heard it multiple times since I started. It's not fantastic.
The song from Over the Top, Sylvester Stallone. He turns 80 today. Tulsa King, Roger, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give Tulsa King? Ooh. That's quick. I thought you liked it, Raj.
I don't hate it, but I know what I'm getting when I'm going
it's
in.
Taylor Sheridan.
I've got a guy that's 80 years old.
Wait a minute. No. Listen,
we got a guy who's like, what's our black trash man guy's name? What's his name?
Demario.
Denaro.
It's Denaro.
You just immediately want to be quick. Demario. Sorry, we've got to go to the next contestant. Denaro. he spent a decade plus in prison for a crime he did not commit.
Yes.
Well, when Stallone spent 30 years in prison, I think is what he spent. 30 years in prison in Tulsa King. And he comes out, and here's the other part. He ain't bitter.
And it is dinero.
It's dinero.
No, it's dinero.
It's denario. You said it's tomorrow. but anyway, so when he leaves that and they send him to Tulsa, and he's immediately got to go in there and start talking to hillbillies, the way they make the Oklahoma guys
it makes it
appear
too over the top,
you know, for the but you
over
know that going in it's, but you know that going in. I mean, so it is what it is. But it's like Landman. I watched the first episode of season two. I've seen it before. It's enough.
Yeah.
It's
Taylor
enough.
Sheridan does nothing subtle, I don't think.
No, listen, he's overexposed.
I ain't mad about him. Ethan, I ain't mad about him at all.
Listen, making bills, I mean,
he's making more power to him. He's not going to worry about a shutoff notice from Summit at all.
Yeah, and he was barely getting by like as an actor. I saw that article.
You know what? You know what? Until he did what? Until he did what I like to say. Bought a ukulele, and once he bought the ukulele, and said, "I'm going to play the ukulele the way I want to play it."
Ethan and
you understand what I'm saying, Christian?
Ethan and Atkins says Baz is the only person that's never heard the phrase about walking out the door, but he's heard spleas. You know, maybe so. Somebody said, David from Benton, there's a pretty good video of a girl playing the national anthem on the ukulele at a volleyball game. But listen, I don't doubt it's a beautiful instrument.
No, everybody that has a ukulele is coming out of the woodwork right now. Here's that national anthem that person's talking about.
For the ramparts we watch.
Carl Lewis.
Whistle gallant.
Oh, boy.
Please streaming. And the Rockets.
Oh boy.
Why was he singing it anyway?
He says, oh.
He says, oh.
Came through the night that our black was still there.
He thinks he's good right there.
I'll make up for it now.
The greatest, athletes in the world, in the history of the world.
Why was he singing it?
Because he just wanted to
celebrity national anthem.
He thought he could do something else. Oh my gosh, that is too funny.
Oh, but you know what?
Speaking of Tulsa, Tulsa time. We'll come back and wrap things up.
I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy.
Hey, it's David Bounzel for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape, they get in the pool, and boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club, people will witness the fitness.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. In 1833, a spectacular display of the Leonid meteor shower lit up the skies across the American Southeast, called the Night of Raining Fire. It inspired the 1934 jazz standard, Stars Fell on Alabama, featuring the lyric, "We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night." It was popularized by Guy Lombardo, Frank Sinatra, and the famous duet of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Stars fell on Alabama, but snacks and deals fell on Doubleby's. If you're in Rosebud, stop by for a burger. Or if you're in Little Rock, Riverdale, stop by for some catfish on Friday. And Renoco bean-to-cup coffee every morning and every day. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Worcester, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
The circle of life includes death. Small estates, large probates, or trust administrations, hire the Lions. Life's a jungle. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise with Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washtaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive. All right.
Sounded good.
So good. Yep. I mean, that was such a...
Today's his birthday.
Yes, that same age as Sylvester Stallone. 80 years old. Hard to believe.
You know what? The other day, of course, July 4th, was 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. What had happened, it was 200 years that both the Adams and Jefferson had died, right? Because I think it was
the, you lost me.
I think it was the 50 years after the Declaration of Independence they died on July 4th. 50 years after, yeah. Oh, yeah, I lost you. Well, don't let the door hit you.
Somebody said, Roger, they're all in on the ukulele, Tiny Tim.
Thank you.
Tiptoe through the
I'm
roses.
All in. I'm all in. I'm not going to tell, but listen. If somebody would have told, you know, George Washington, you know what, you're going to cross the Delaware tonight. What are you doing? Stay here. It's cold. That would be where we are today,
Phil.
Phil
Ellison joins us. Good morning, Philly. Phil. How are you?
I'm good. He couldn't have stayed where he was. The British Army was of course marching on them.
Well,
he had no choice.
I didn't say he did. I said, what if somebody would have said, nope, don't do it. Don't go play the ukulele, George.
Roger, if you're going to be equating the ukulele and Tiny Tim, are you like supposed to play the ukulele?
I'm
going to
play the ukulele.
I need you to do the Tiny Tim.
Of course.
Falsetto, then. I need you to do the voice.
You're not going to do that if you get a ukulele.
I lost my falsetto. I don't have it anymore.
What is what's happening on the donor day? First of all, how would you do that for?
Oh, it was so nice. Get a 3-day weekend. Yeah. Really was nice.
Just kick back. Oh,
Bob Dylan concert. That's right. How was that? Amp. He was awesome.
Was he really?
Yes.
Who was he playing with?
Well, Lucinda Williams was the second act. I don't remember the name of the first act. It was a 3-man band. It was an outstanding night. Yeah. And Dylan sounded as good as a man in his mid-80s I would expect will sound.
How long did he play?
I think it was an hour and a half.
What was his Rolling Stone? Was that his biggest song?
I guess that's
the
biggest.
He doesn't usually play the hits, does he?
No.
He
the plays... only one that he played was It Ain't Me, Babe. But then it sounded completely different from any version of It Ain't Me, Babe, that I've ever heard, which I actually liked that about it, too. It took me half the song to realize what he was singing.
Yeah, could you understand his lyrics?
No.
Okay, gosh.
But I didn't care. I kind of showed up expecting that.
You're seeing Dylan.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Willie one more time, Raj.
I was just impressed that he's up there on stage,
80-something,
playing the keyboard and singing and hitting the notes for the most part. I think.
Well, McCartney sang for Taylor Swift this weekend,
right? But I guess he played a song. I didn't realize he didn't sing.
I know what you talked about.
I want to hold your hand in that long.
He just said normally he doesn't do it in a live set because it's the you don't have it was him and
harmonies.
John. Yeah, you don't have harmonies, and he wasn't really the lead. So I sort of get that, but you think. Somehow, over the last 60 years, he just sung that somewhere.
Well, it comes to a point with some artists that literally everything you play is a classic.
Yeah. listen, there's a lot to cover. Got big soccer tonight. What
I can't wait
about?
For tonight, man. Although you recap the weekend, too. I mean, there were a couple of amazing matches. Everybody working, rooting for Cape Verde, which I want to call Cabo Verde because I saw that on a
They want to
map
be called
recently.
Cabo Verde.
They wanted to be called that, but they wouldn't be allowed to be called that.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet.
England with the big win yesterday in Mexico City. That was an amazing match tonight.
Norway
will be fun.
Takes down Brazil.
Yeah, got some Major League Baseball stuff. We got Zach Gillen from Oakland showing up, game balls and jock straps. And it's Justin. Justin is off all next week, so I'm going to just kind of like take this week kind of chill.
Another vacation?
That's right. Another. Well, he deserves it. Why not? It's vacation time.
Have you done? We're going to NASCAR in Atlanta this coming weekend. Have you done the NASCAR thing?
I have never been to a NASCAR race. And David, like I'm not a racing fan.
Right.
I don't care about auto racing, but I would love to go.
Yeah, I think
to
that,
a NASCAR
yeah, it's going
to
be. We're going to be overwhelmed with NASCAR with Saturday night and Sunday night in Atlanta. So we'll be doing that. We'll be in Dallas next week. We'll be at the MENA at the Skyline Cafe. Wednesday. And tonight, Roger, we go to the Arkansas State Police training lodge.
Food fight!
Phil, have a great show.
Hey, you guys, appreciate you having me, of course.
Great job, Raji Dodge. Great job, Christian. Glad you're with us, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this. Listen, Summer of Adventure brought to you by Oaklawn is really getting ready to crank up here for these next 3 weeks with SEC Media Days coming up in 3 weeks. So it is getting ready to get real. On the go, but that's what we do, and we're glad you're with us. So have a great day. Don't go anywhere. Zone's up next.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sports